The Lord be with you. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine. My Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit. Everyone that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You're already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit. Without me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me, my words remain in you. Ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. I want to thank you for praying for the Dodgers. They've won 6 in a row now. I think the key is every time I go, they lose. So if I ever want to go to a game, tell me, Father, don't show up, okay? A couple years after I was ordained a priest, I think it was actually my 2nd year, my dad and I went to the mall. Do you remember those days when we used to go to the mall, right? It was a big deal. And it was December, so it was right before Christmas, so the mall was really crowded. And my dad and I were walking around. I think he was trying to find something for my mom. And we heard somebody yell out in a loud voice, hey, Rick, is that you? My dad's name is Ricardo, too, so I knew the gentleman wasn't talking to me because I'm always Ricky or Ricardo, but never Ricky Ricardo. Remember that, okay? So I knew it was somebody looking at my dad. And my dad's face lit up, so I could tell it was somebody he actually wanted to see, which is a miracle in itself, right? And my dad embraced this gentleman who was the exact same age as my dad, and I found out they went to high school together. And they played sports together. And it was really neat to see my dad reconnect with somebody that he had went to school with. And my dad's classmate looked at me and said, what do you do for a living? And I said, well, I'm actually a Catholic priest. He said, no way. And I said, oh, yes way, I'm a priest. And he looked at my dad and he goes, how did this happen? And I looked at them and I said, did you guys have a good time back in the day? He goes, Father, you have no idea, right? He wouldn't believe that I was a priest though. My dad's classmate. So I said, why don't you come to my church tomorrow? I knew he was Catholic because he was wearing a crucifix. He showed up. And he, after Mass, he goes, miracles happen. That Rick Viveros' son is now a priest. And that story always makes me chuckle because we're all guilty of putting people in a box, are we not? And sometimes the people we put in a box are those we're closest to. Maybe we still see family members and we judge them from how they were 20, 30 years ago. And we fail to see the growth that has taken place around us. And our readings this powerful weekend are such beautiful readings because they remind us that change is possible for all of us. And in particular, we have the example of Saul, who became the great Saint Paul. And for those of you who don't know St. Paul's story, St. Paul, prior to his conversion, went around persecuting, murdering Christians. And yet he chose to change his life around and became one of the greatest saints of the history of the church. So let me ask you this morning. Is everybody going to like you in life, yes or no? We know that. No. But we often spend so much wasted time here on earth worried about what others think about us instead of what truly matters, Jesus Christ. I was joking at the 6:30 Mass, you know, I've been here almost 7 months now. I've never been in a parish that emails the priest more than Holy Family. I mean, it's another level here, right? And 99% of the emails are very positive, but you get one bad email, what do you think I focus on? What? We're all guilty of that, are we not? Whether it's at work or wherever it is, family members. So we need to hear these readings this week because we need to focus on what's really important, which is how we're living our lives. And as we grow closer to Christ, Jesus warns us that our relationships are going to change. We look at Paul. He has two groups who don't like him now. He went around persecuting Christians, so those people now think he's a traitor, and the Christians are going, I don't know about you. How could you say you're one of us now? So this Sunday morning, what could we learn? We first of all learn, and we're reminded that not everyone's going to like us in life. Not everyone's going to like us, and sometimes that's so very hard for us, especially when it's a family member, somebody that we deeply love that hurt us, a co-worker. So we're reminded that the only opinion matters is that of Jesus Christ. So if you're living a holy life and doing your best thing, may God bless you. But if you're not living a holy life and you're more worried about the world's approval, then we can learn from the saints who changed their lives around. So change is possible for each and every one of us. Till our dying breath, we need to be humble enough to say, Lord, I'm not in heaven yet. I need to change my ways. I need to do better. So change is possible. We can all do better. But change is only possible if we are rooted in Jesus Christ. Christ alone is going to give us the strength and the power that we need to make better decisions. You know, one of the most grace-filled moments I have as a priest is in the sacrament of confession. You talk to any priest, after celebrating the Mass, we love hearing confessions. It's not because we're nosy and we want to hear all the chisme, okay? Why do we love hearing confessions? Because we get to be the instrument of Christ. And we get to remind you that no matter what you've done, Christ is going to forgive you. He's going to forgive you, and he loves you so very much. So we as Catholics should be running to the sacrament of reconciliation. It should be something that we frequently do, go to confession, so that we can truly change our ways, that we can grow in our holiness. So my dear friends, in order for us to live a holy life, we must do what we're doing right now. I applaud you for being here on a Sunday morning. Especially for those of you with kids right now. It's not easy to get the kids up in the morning, is it? It's hard, so I thank you for being here. I thank you for your faith. But until we're in heaven, we need to do better. We need to change each and every day in that example of Christ and to grow at our holiness. So today, we're given the beautiful example of St. Paul in the first reading, who changed his life around and did wonderful things in the name of Christ. Who knows? Maybe I'm looking at one of the greatest saints of the church right now, you know? I don't think there'll be a St. Ricky, a South Pasadena, all right? A minor saint, God willing. You all have to pray for me to get into heaven, okay? But change is possible, my friend. And let's not fool ourselves to think that we don't need to go to confession. Or that we don't need to pray. We need to do those things so that we could truly become better disciples each and every day. Amen? Amen? So what do you need to change in your life? Where could you do better? Let's pray on that right now. Let's ask St. Paul to intercede for us so that like him, we may change our ways and truly become a saint that is so desperately needed in our modern times.